Our scripture verses this morning come from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, chapter 27, verse 17, and Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Start with Proverbs 18, 24. Some friends play at friendship, but a true friend sticks closer than a family member. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Iron sharpens iron as one person sharpens the wits of another. And then Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to the one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. The word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I did my undergraduate in Springfield, Missouri, at a school in Springfield, and at Evangel, one of the friends I developed there was a guy by the name of Andrew, and Andrew was from Mississauga, Canada, which meant that on the Thanksgiving breaks and the short holidays, he couldn't go home for that. So he always came home with me. And Andrew and I developed a close friendship in college, and we had a whole lot in common. One of the things that we had in common was that our mothers had deep anxiety over both of us in high school. It just seems that our mothers thought that neither one of us would ever get a job in life. And so she, Andrew's mother, told him that he needed to take welding classes, which he resisted and didn't do. My mother made me take welding classes at Votech, right? So in the evenings after high school, I'm going to Votech, me and my brother, and I'm just there welding, right? And, you know, and I'm welding away. And my brother, he was so gifted at it. He just had a gift for it. Man, his beads were beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The puddles, they just went one right after another. And I kind of, you know, man, I was bored. I was just bored out of my mind doing that, right? So eventually I went over and moved over to the gas so I could do gas welding. And there I am, you know, building these little men and these houses and all these different things. And the instructor would just walk by and shaking his head and would just say, bless him, just bless him. Had no hope for me ever passing the certifications. My brother passed the certifications with flying colors. I was not even invited to test for them, I'll tell you. Andrew and I were, like I said, we fancied ourselves philosophers. And so when he would come home with me, we would go down on the farm, we'd go down to the bottom lands, and we'd sit at the pond, and we would... It'd be cold, and we'd have hot tea, and we would just be philosophizing. We would be solving all the riddles of mystery, what existence means, and all of those things. Had such a good time. Andrew went off to Syracuse University to do graduate studies in philosophy after he graduated, and I went off to divinity school. The years have gone by. Dreams have been deferred, some dreams have been transformed, but we've always stayed in contact. And we couldn't visit each other a lot because at one point he was in Austin and then he moved up to New York State. And so we didn't really get to see each other a lot, but we always stayed in contact. And this past May, I went up to Saratoga Springs in New York for his birthday party. And it was so great to be with him again, and it was wonderful, and it was like we'd never been apart. We just fell right back into it. It's just one of those friendships that makes you think of Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. A theologian friend of mine, who is someone I greatly respect, said to me one day, you know, the greatest gift that God has given to us is the mind. And I disagree. I believe the greatest gift that God has given to us apart from salvation is community. I believe the greatest gift that God has given to us is community. You know, God is in fellowship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are in fellowship with each other. And we can be a part of community as well, just as God is in community and lives in community. So too can we live in community. And you know, the friendships that we have, they're precious. I mean, they're precious. They're more precious than gold. They're more precious than silver. They're more precious than anything. And you want to hold on to them, and you want to treasure them. But life is so busy. Life is so busy, we get pulled away. We have one friend living in California, another close friend living in New York State, and we just kind of let that drift away, don't we? I challenge you this week to reach out to someone that you've let drift away. I challenge you to, if they live close by, to go visit them. Or if they're far away, pick up a phone and call them. Don't do it just by Facebook. Please, don't do it just by Facebook. But have a real conversation with them. I challenge you this week, don't let this week go by without you reaching out to them. And I know right now you've got several names in your mind that you're thinking about. Don't let this week go by. Reach out to them. Friendship, it is such a blessing. Such a blessing. And there's no amount of money that you can have that can substitute for it. You can certainly rent some friends. You can buy some friends. But they're not real friends, are they? It's not the same thing where you have people who are truly invested in you. I've had people ask me before, preacher, do you have to go to church to be saved? I mean, can't I just go out into the wilderness? Can't I just go out into the wilderness and find God in the beautiful mountains? Do I have to come to church to be saved? Have you ever heard that before? Anyone ever ask you that question? My answer is, why wouldn't you want to be in church? Why wouldn't you want to be in community? Why wouldn't you want to have people sitting next to you who are praying for you, people who are lifting you up, people who are pilgrims with you on this spiritual journey? And I want you to reach out to someone in the sanctuary today after the service, someone that you don't normally talk to. I want you to go out of your way and reach out to people, because this is such a blessing. It's such a blessing to be in community. It's such a blessing to be able to do the pilgrimage of life together. It's such a blessing to be brothers and sisters in Christ. It is such a blessing. Life can be so difficult. We all know how true that is. Life can be so difficult. Life can be so hard. So many unforeseen things come, and so many things come upon us suddenly. And what a balm of healing it is to have someone to share that with, to have someone who's praying for you, someone who's lifting you up. And what a great privilege it is that we get to partake of the Lord's table, that we get to partake of the bread and we get to partake of the cup. And you know, when we have that time and when we do the great Eucharistic prayer, God is with us. We're fellowshipping with God in that moment. We as Methodists believe in real presence. We are fellowshipping with God in that moment, and we are part of communion with God. We are part of communion with God. We come to church not only to be with each other and to get strength from each other, but we come to church to get strength from God, to build that relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we do that when we partake of the bread and we partake of the cup. Someone told me once that the redwood tree is such a formidable tree that when the north wind hits it, it immediately becomes a south wind. Have you heard that before? I'm sure you have. You've heard that before. The redwood tree is such a formidable tree that when the north wind hits it, it becomes a south wind. And you know, when you look up at those trees, you stand there, they're just so majestic. They reach up to the sky. It's almost like they're touching the sky. And they go up hundreds and hundreds of feet in the air. And they take your breath away, and they're so large, and they're so massive, and they go up so tall. And you go, wow, how do they stand? And then when you find out that a redwood tree has a shallow root system, you go, how do they stand? I mean, how come when the strong wind blows, those big old things just don't come down? And the answer is, even though they have a shallow root system, they're all intertwined together. All the roots are intertwined together. So that when the north wind comes blowing against a redwood tree, it's not blowing against one tree, it's blowing against all the trees. And what's interesting is you'll hear people talk about the redwood trees, and you'll hear them talk about just how tall they are. Wow, that's amazing. But you never hear people talk about their root system. You never hear people talk about how they're grounded and how they stand. And you know, isn't that just typical of our world? Everyone wants to know just how high you can go. Everyone wants to know just how far you can progress in your career. Everyone wants to know who wins the race. Nobody wants to know, are you grounded? Nobody wants to know, what are your spiritual resources? Nobody wants to ask you after the race. You know, they don't come and ask you, what was the community that helped you win that race? They just want to know how you did it. How did you win that race? They never say, what was the community that helped you win that race? What was your grounding in your spirituality that saw you through so that you could win that race? What gave you those spiritual resources so that you could fight that fight that you needed to fight? For the turbulence of life, and there will be turbulence, there will be strong winds blowing, there will be hurricanes blowing. For the turbulence of life, there's no better place to be grounded, there's no better place to be anchored than in the body of Christ. There's no better place whatsoever. May the one who calmed the wind and the sea, Christ our Lord, be revealed to you this day in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.